This is the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Very happy to have you with us. Just as many times as we are joined by great legislators around the state of Kansas, we are joined over the phone by Representative Jim Kelly. Jim, can you hear us?
Good morning, Sam.
Hey, great to have you. Normally in studio with us, but either way, I know you are up in Topeka right now after a week behind us now, and I think that's a good place for us to start is kind of how this first week has gone. Obviously, it's a transitional period, things like that, but Jim, I haven't talked to you since the holidays, so Jim, how you doing? Did you have a good Christmas and a New Year?
I sure did. I had one that just sped by rapidly, but it was great Christmas and a nice new year and really a pretty good start of the session. Hope yours was too, Sam.
Yeah, no, it was, like you had mentioned, it went by way, way too fast by my standards, no doubt about. But now we get back to work here. And for you guys up in Topeka right now, it's kind of a transitional period right now. So how has this first week been? Has it been more of like a ceremonial transition, or is it kind of like, let's get, you know, backbreaking right into work?
Well, it's I would say that it's probably lots of ceremony, and all of the committees started meeting, too, which doesn't always happen. But, you know, on Monday there was the inauguration, and followed by an inaugural ball. And then on Wednesday there was the State of the State in the evening on Wednesday, and yesterday the budget was released. So it has been one that had a lot of ceremony because, you know, only every 4 years do you bring a new governor in, where you have the inauguration and the swearing in of all the other, you know, the Secretary of State, Attorney General, all the elected officials, and then the House members were all sworn in because all 125 of those had an election, and I think there were 27 or 28 new faces there. And so it was a week that, I mean, it went by fairly quickly, but the committee that I chair, we met for the first time and got some things going. So a combination, but it's gone by pretty fast.
Yeah, I'm sure. So it kind of sounds like a mix. Not only, I mean, the committees are meeting at this point, so it is kind of back to work, but at the same time, it is in that kind of cool ceremony transitional period where, you know, it is exciting to see some new faces up there in Topeka and, you know, kind of looking on down the line, what will this bring to our future? And, you know, it's kind of that right on the edge feeling. You know, it's inspiring. At the same time, you know, we got a lot of work to do and a lot of things to get past in order for this transition to work out smoothly. So you had mentioned the committees had met and you had already a meeting with yours. Is there anything, you know, too big that you guys were discussing at this point, or was it just kind of basic stuff getting back into work?
Well, some of it was basic stuff, and we had a bill in the committee that we will start working on. It involves some disability for Kansas police and fire, some changes that have been proposed. So we will schedule a hearing for that and work on that, and I think there's some others coming. Health committee met, tax committee met, and the tax committee did have a couple bills come in on different areas of the state that would like to have a sales tax in their county, and if it's over, it has to go through and get approval. So not big things, but it's beginning to roll, and sometimes that doesn't happen quite as fast.
Yeah.
So things will pick up more because now the governor's budget that she introduced was right around $18.4 billion, which I think is the highest in state history, and, you know, has proposals on education. Like I said, we're going to find out more this morning with Senate, but proposals to fund education, to hire more social workers for the, you know, she's got a big push on improving foster care. You hear so many stories, often horror stories about that. That's a goal, so she has that money to hire more correctional workers. I think the Kansas correctional system is down about 400 people, so they're operating short. They create some bad situations, and I think that's could be a reason that we've had so much unrest over the last couple years at some of the state prisons. And so, you know, her main goals, it appears in the budget, are education and the foster care system to write it. And then, of course, she had a proposal to expand Medicaid. And the budget has, I believe, $14 million in it to pay Kansas' share of what's estimated Kansas' share of the cost to increase the health care for the 150,000 that they estimate that could get in if Medicaid was expanded. So those are pretty big, all pretty big issues, all take money, and I'm sure that's why the budget requested was the highest so far for Kansas. So it'll be interesting as we dig into it and get a little bit more information this morning, what some of the details on this are.
Yeah, yeah. And, immediately that poses a red flag for many, many people, is because it is the largest in state history is with that budget, the initial budget there. Now, got to ask, does that bring concerns up there as well in the legislature for things to kind of not be passing very quickly? Or does this, how do you think that we'll go into this? Obviously, with a high ticket price, we all know that education is important and Medicaid is important, but it's a different avenue of getting there. How do you feel the first couple of weeks will be? Do you think they'll be frustrating with this budget as high as it is, or do you think that they think that you'll be able to come to some sort of reason?
Well, I don't expect any quick agreements. This is a one-year budget, 2 years for schools, but a one-year for everything else. And in the past three sessions, they've all been two-year budgets. So your second year, you're really making tweaks. So this will be a change, and so it'll be interesting to see how that's accepted. And I think there will be wide separations on what the legislature thinks is an amount to spend and what's in the budget proposal. So I don't expect it to be anything quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, explain the pros and the cons, because obviously there's a mix of both with a one-year budget in comparison to a two.
Well, what the two-year budget probably does, and that's probably why she's proposed it for the school portion of the funding, is that it once you get the two-year budget in place, you only have to make tweaks. And some of the agencies and some of the things that are funded with a two-year budget, there's a little extra security there for them as far as due into the next year. They don't start back at potentially ground zero again, which a one-year budget does. You have to go back and you go through everything again, and so stability. And like I said, that's why I think it was proposed the 2 years for the school, because one of the things is, a stable funding stream is one of the things that education likes to see. And so that gives some stability look forward to the next year and know that it's not going to change as much.
Yeah, yeah, it's some interesting comparisons. So obviously there's some goods and there's some bads that come out of it, and maybe with her being first year in office, that you know, it may be just kind of a trial and error type thing that she may be going off of with her first year budget. We don't know, and hopefully we can all come to some agreement when it comes to it. And you, as mentioned, probably not going to be very quick agreements when it comes to a lot of the things on there. So was there anything else within the governor's budget that kind of, you know, not necessarily raised red flags for you, but something to comment on for sure?
Well, I think one of the things that I believe is a positive, and I don't know, you know, exactly what would happen, but there is a proposal for a 2.5% raise for state workers, and that's been very limited over the last 8 years increases, and a move to speed up some of the repayment of borrowed money that went through the CAPR system, so the retirement system. So anything that keeps money flowing there and works to cut the unfunded portion of that balance is positive. And so just have to see how that's going to happen. And, you know, one thing I've heard that they were, you know, going to spread it, some of the payments out over a longer period of time in order to ensure they could put some current money in. And that, of course, means more financing costs. So have to just look and see what that is and try to get hands around it and see what comes out at the end. I'm sure that there'll be many different things by the time May comes around than are there right now.
Certainly. Again, speaking with Representative Jim Kelly here over the phones on this Friday morning. As Jim, we got a couple of more minutes here. Any final notes that you wanted to get out to our listeners, comments on the first week of the session, the transitional period with our new governor as well? Any final moments?
Well, I think that, like I said, it started out, and I mean the talk is in the governor's State of the Union was bipartisan. She wants to work with the legislature, and there is one other focus that she has, and I don't know what dollars have been associated with it yet, but a real focus on rural revitalization. And there is actually a new committee in the House that's formed, and it's on rural revitalization. And they're going to look at everything from broadband needs to healthcare needs to training needs to, keep students around in industries in their own communities. So we'll have to see what that is. But that is, I mean, it's positive to see some focus on rural areas of Kansas. And I mean, we would be a rural area, but when you get out into western Kansas, some of that is more of a frontier area. And so a focus on that to try to look at the issues and look down the line. So I think that's a real positive focus for not only the administration, but also for the Kansas House.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I believe now Governor Kelly, for a long time, represented that Topeka district, which is, you know, Republican-leaning. Obviously, hopefully we can see those bipartisan efforts that she says are there. And again, with representing that district of Topeka for as long as she did, it kind of shows some signs of that working in that right direction. So again, Representative Jim Kelly joining us over the phones here on this Friday morning. Jim, thanks so much. I always appreciate these interviews.
Well, Sam, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend. There's a big football game to watch that is of interest to a lot of people from all over Kansas, our section of Kansas, and down home. So something to do on maybe a very cold day coming up.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, Representative Jim Kelly, we'll just check in with you next month. How about that?
Okay, sounds good, Sam. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much. Again, that's Representative Jim Kelly joining us over the phones here on this Friday morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.